Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... In this episode, we visit the state that has over a million registered vanity plates, which ranks number one in the nation. They handle over 70% of the world's internet traffic. They have the largest office building in the world, which has twice the office space of the Empire State Building. That would be the Pentagon. We visit the state of Virginia, home to our latest winery.
Hi, this is Dean Andrews from Pippin Hill Farm and Vineyards outside Charlottesville, Virginia.
There are over 250 registered vineyards and wineries in the state of Virginia. Pippin Hill Farm and Vineyards is located in the Monticello American Viticulture area. It's a member of the Virginia Winery Association and the Monticello Wine Trail. As we will learn in the upcoming episodes, Pippin Hill Farm and Vineyards has got everything your imagination could want in a farm and winery. And Dean, what inspired all of this?
I was interested in building up my own small boutique hotel winery ownership and management company, because for a number of years, I was the senior operating officer of Orient Express Hotels. I joined them in 1995 when I sold our Charleston Place Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. As part of building up Orient Express on the North American side, we owned a number of fantastic luxury businesses, including the 21 Club in New York. So the 21 Club, which has one of the largest and most renowned wine cellars in the U.S., was also a good experience for me to both learn, and I was able to get the import license to be able to bring the Campanelli wines into the U.S. So I think I sort of understood the winery business from a very pragmatic entrepreneurial, how do you build up a winery? So it's not about going in and planting grapes and then kind of figuring out what happens down the road. So it really is a much more strategic investment. And after having left Orient Express, my wife Lynn and I were settled here in Charlottesville, and we're taking a look at what could we do together as a partnership on the business side. Lynn has Easton Events, which is sort of one of the premier destination wedding planning and design. I'm proud of her. She's been named by publications like Vogue and Harper's Bazaar and Town and Country Weddings as one of the top planners and designers for her industry, literally in the world. So we put our heads together and we looked at, oh, geez, probably 20 different properties and kept coming back to this one particular location. And then we brought the viticulturalists in to determine what the soil was like and the wells and everything. And that's how we decided to go ahead and build up and launch Pippin Hill.
So after doing your due diligence, seeing that the area and the soil can sustain a winery, how did you decide what type of winery you were going to create? Because not only have you got a financial responsibility, but this part of Virginia has got a huge history of a deep, rich American history, and you want to do all of that proud.
We set out to build a very different business model for the winery. We wanted to really have it be a culinary winery, which had really strong connection to our immediate grounds. So when we put together the initial business plan on it, we hired a viticulturalist, obviously, to help us get the vines in and sort out the soil conditions and the varietals. And we expanded starting from 6 acres to where we now have 40 acres. So it's really grown a lot. And we started off the first year only doing 1,500, 1,800 cases, and we're up to about 10,000, 12,000 cases now. So it was very much a planned growth. And we also have taken a look at how do you keep a business fresh every year.
In part two of our interview with Dean Andrews of Pippin Hill Farm and Vineyards, Dean will answer that very question. Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.